Okay, let's get underway. Welcome to ICANN Attitude Lesson 10. I almost said ICANN 9, but that would be way too confusing, except for people like Jeannie Zeden and Rita and Vance. Actually, I think Jeannie, you're the only one that's done it 9 times, but all besides Carol, but most actively, I should say, you definitely get the All-Star Award. Let's jump in. Lesson 10. Which was, what was the title? I just call it laser focus. Speed up, you know, calm down, speed up. Being super, literally zeroing in on the task at hand, not chasing bunnies, not chasing shiny things, not being sidetracked, but literally honing in. And when a job needs to be done, when follow-up needs to occur, when we've agreed and we've set a time to speak with somebody, we follow up in a timely manner. It's been an amazing week for me for a variety of different reasons, but this is not about Vance's week. This is about your week. So, when you're ready to contribute and share what I learned most, and it's not about what we learned. It's about the application and the results that are derived from it. And what I mean by that is, how were we able to apply it and convert it to become customer-centric? Because as we learned from Marty, it's all about gathering customers. Where there are customers, there is business. And where there are business, there are profits. And where there are profits, there are people's lives who are dramatically changed. And that's when it all is said and done. When we tuck ourselves into bed at night and we curl up in our Nikon thermals and feel oh so toasty warm on top of our Nikon sleep system and under that comforter, and for some of us with the Kinko ground down at our feet, we can sleep better knowing that we made a better contribution. That's what Kaizen is all about. So, enough of an intro. Who wants to go first?
Rita, hand in hand. Oh, go ahead.
Rita, you're up. Nope, Rita, you're up. I heard you first, so the floor is yours.
Recall your clients.
Okay, expound.
Well, Marty gave the issue that his tax accountant didn't call him back, so he fired him.
Oh, you're talking about William and Michael's conversation at the very, very beginning.
Yes, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And how does that apply to what we're dealing with? I mean, how could we ever get fired as a sponsor for customers?
Sure, they can leave. We need to overserve them.
Hmm.
I used that word in the lesson.
Okay. I like it. We need to
And I love the fire hose story. I thought that's so cool. Make sure
you're in the garden hose. It's such a simple analogy, and I do this all the time as a parent, as an uncle, as a brother. I come up with simple analogies that are so stupid that you can't help but think, oh, yeah, I get it. And operating a garden hose is not rocket science. But we deal with it. So, thank you, Rita.
Janice, welcome.
Good evening, Janice.
Hi. I'm pleased at how well I've done this time, because I've gotten farther than I ever have, and I've listened to this lesson a couple of times now, and, you know, it's just... good common sense stuff. And, you know, the byproduct of consistently being on these calls this time, even though I can't be out and about, was I had 2 orders this week, and Jeannie sent something on water that I just love, and I texted a few people and got their permission to send that to them. So that just, you know, feels so good to me. sometimes. Then I feel like I'm doing the business. And I've got more phone calls made this week, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
and Janet, yeah, no, sorry, Janice, you've got an upcoming surgery, correct?
I do, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got upcoming surgery on Monday. I haven't been able to drive for 10 weeks, and that doesn't mean that I can't call people, and that doesn't mean that I can't do business. So I had finally had one of those things happen where somebody said, hey, you know, somebody wants to use your stuff, and so they picked up the demo pads, and the guy called last week and ordered it topper. So I've gotten two new customers this week also.
Wow.
I haven't got my five auto ships. I haven't figured that out yet. But, you know, just keep plugging and keep booing and keep building.
Hey, and thank
you for bringing... And I talked to somebody tonight.
Janice, thank you for bringing that up, because sometimes we can cheat on the subject of auto ships. Because somebody said that, you know, I learned in the last few days that we can put the Kinko grounds on auto ship. So if we're really trying to get those five auto ship customers, having a customer order a Kinko ground via auto ship, that's not what we're going for, okay?
So, no,
I know none
no,
of you,
we want to continue
I know,
business.
I know none of us would do that, but just FYI, okay? That's not what we're going for. We wanna build people on autoship. We wanna drop that caveat that, hey, yeah, if you wanna accelerate your results with the Kinko ground and really combat the inflammation, may I suggest this and this and this. And was it Saturday that we heard about the gut inflammation reset program?
Yes, that was delicious.
Okay. Yeah. Good choice of words. And basically, if you've never heard of this, I shared it with a customer today who was on her walk, and she said, Vance, I don't have time to talk now. And she was with a friend. And I said, no, that's fine. And she said, but I want to hear about, what did you call that again? Because I just left a voicemail and said, hey, when you're ready to talk, let's talk about the gut inflammation reset program that Nikan has. So what did I do? I baited her by saying, are you familiar with toxic shock syndrome? And she said, well, yeah, didn't your mom have that? I said, well, actually in 1980, my mom almost died from that. And all of a sudden it hit a trigger and I had to pull my emotions together, because I remember waiting outside where we weren't allowed to go because she was kind of in, not a quarantine area, but my brothers and I had to wait outside in the waiting area. And when the staff came out, they kind of gave us that look like this could be it. Anyway,
wow.
Years later, I was standing next to my mom when she met Dr. Naidu for the first time, and she thanked him and his research team for developing the protocol that is used so that women today don't have to die or almost die from toxic shock syndrome. That same research helped contribute and develop the lactoferrin. So with this customer today, I kind of wove my own little personal story in there. It's kind of an elevator speech, and said, that's part of what the gut inflammation reset program that Nikan has is all about. The product is called lactoferrin. And I said, you can buy it anywhere, which is my common Miracle on 34th Street approach. You know, you could buy it anywhere. You don't have to buy it from Nikan. But then I said, I'm not so sure the level or the grade, the degree of research is as good in some of the other products that I've read about. She said, no, Vance, we need to talk. I said, yeah, but let's do it later. So basically, the short and skinny, so more people know about it, the gut inflammation reset program with Nikan's lactoferrin is the first week you take one a day. The second week you take two. The third week you take three. The fourth week you take four a day all at once. You don't have to spread them out. And then on the fifth week, you start the numbers going the other direction. So the fifth week you take three a day. The sixth week you take two a day. And if I'm doing the math right, that means the seventh week, right? you take back to one a day, and then you can just take it for maintenance from that point on. And I don't remember which gal that shared that. She said, we've been doing that, and it's been just miraculous. So, just another little trivia thing. Sorry to get sidetracked on that, but Janice, it's all your fault, okay?
Oh, thank you. Well, I started on it right away because, you know, I've been building my system to get ready for this surgery because I want to go flying through that surgery. So I started on two a day. I've been taking one a day. I started two a day today, so I'll have a whole week of that before I go into surgery. So I'm excited.
There you go.
And I'll shut up.
There you go. Okay. Thank you, Janice. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to shut up, but, yeah, to let others share so Vance can stop talking. Who's next?
Hi, Vance. This is Sandy.
Good evening, Sandy.
Hi. I really like this lesson and being way too much running off the vowels. It is very good for me to have information about being more concise. And I particularly love all this stuff about the phone calls and tips, which I am applying to. I seem to run into more circumstances where I'm like, find out an interest and then send them an email with some videos. And I struggle over these things. I take way too long trying to figure out the material. And I used it tonight, actually. And it really helped me to get the job done better and more, I feel more effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep this right in front of me every time I do that.
Sandy, I want to ask you, I don't mean to, you know, belabor the story, the illustration about the garden hose, but you've been in Nikin, what, 18 years?
Oh, yeah, 20, yeah.
20, okay. Do you find yourself in beating yourself up when, because you brought this up, I think, last week when you said when they take the college, they give me the college response and they text me, you know, whatever, well, I'm just not interested now, or thank you, but I'm, you know, it's not for
me. Don't call me, I'll call you.
Yeah, which is it is a lame response, but we have to give people their space and all that. Did you feel the silliness in Marty's garden hose analogy about beating ourselves up and I just can't do this? And
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, I really like this. All the lessons are very good, but I like this very practical, almost visual things that you can really relate to.
Yeah, it's almost as if I would have really liked to have lessons 9 and 10 at the very beginning, before I started contacting people, you know, to really build.
Yeah.
But that's why repetition is key, or king, at ICANN. And when you choose, if you want to, and again, I'm not twisting anybody's arms, but if you choose to ante up and do it again, and say, you know, if I keep growing, why would I not do it? It's Jeannie Zeden and I were of the same mindset. And Rita, I know, is the same way. It's like, why would I not want to do this again? I mean, it's not a big time commitment. And my business is growing. And I need to grow as a person. So personal development is huge. So, excellent. Thank you, Sandy.
Sure. Thank you.
Hi, Vance. This is Jeannie.
Good. Well, I was hoping you'd be on since I keep talking about you.
I have to tell you, this lesson, I would like to just repeat it weekly anyway. And I think I finally, maybe, we'll see, as the action continues, that I get part of this. And the part about another little trap, if you're someone with the idea that focus is important, it's right after the garden hose thing. It says, given our commitment and our decision to focus, we may want to set our expectations. But who do we compare ourselves to? And this just leapt off the page every day that I read it or listened to it. And I thought, oh my goodness, because I have compared myself to the person I want to be that I'm heading towards, but and I think there's something good about that, but to expect it today, it takes repetition and practice and continuing to do, I don't know, just something clicked for me about demanding of myself that I need to do this and this and this. And after this, it talks about consider the people with whom you do repeat business. Are they superstars? Are they easy to deal with, caring and trusting people? And so I started looking at the people that I do business with, and I thought, oh my gosh, they're every ordinary day people, and they're fabulous because they're who they are. And I think I'm realizing that I have been trying to be someone who I'm really not. And this is huge for me because, yeah, I mean, my mind goes 100 different directions. I have to say, don't do negative to myself all the time. But this is so fun today. And I just looked today. I went to get my nails done, and I thought, okay, how did I hear about this? Well, my husband told me, oh, my gosh, this gal is really good. She does this arm massage when you get your nails done and all this kind of stuff. And I went to see her, and she's fabulous. And I don't know. It's just, how did they become who I dealt with? Because I got a referral from somebody who said, this girl's really good on the hand thing. So anyway, that's my big aha. And just to stop and think of who we deal with and how did they become who we dealt with. I thought that was so significant this time.
Yeah, and Jeannie, it's a ton of fun when... And I think the key word, and I don't want to spoil the surprise here, but I really am hoping that everybody, and as many of you as you can on Saturday, will be willing to jump on Saturday AM Live, and you can expound for, you know, as much or as little as you want. But looking back over the last 10 weeks, and we'll be into week number 11 by the time Saturday, you know, gets here, but is there one key word or one key phrase? For me, it's, you know, in this lesson, when we know that people don't become super, what's the term Marty uses, you know, uber salespeople overnight. You know, Thomas Edison didn't invent the light bulb the first time. You know, you can think of all these things that pick anybody that you look up to as a role model in their sphere of industry or influence or whatever. That didn't happen. They weren't born that way. And when we think about that, for me, the last 10 weeks has been about literally reaching up with my fingers and pinching my lips together when I'm on the phone so I don't talk. And let them talk. Let them sell themselves.
Yeah.
And like today, I got a customer and I just saw the email. Husband sends me a text on Sunday night saying, Vance, no, we're too far from where you're going to be in Layton. It would have been great to get together with you, but it's not going to happen. He said, but can you please call my wife? She's having really bad issues in her knees. She wants to buy some of the wraps. Jeannie, what do you think my objective was? What do you think I wanted to sell her on instead of the wraps?
I can't quite.
This gal's got a great attitude. Trust me. I would like to.
The Kinko Ground.
The Kinko Ground, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, when she said, Vance, what John sends you, it's not just my knees, but it's my hips. But the real key is I've been dealing with inflammation in my body.
Yeah.
Jeannie, it was like I just thought, chalk it up. Another one sold. It's a done deal. I mean, she should have never mentioned that word. I mean, I went right to the jugular. And I gave her the whole experience that I had last week with killing my body and doing something I shouldn't have been doing all day, which was taking out an almost 4-foot diameter tree, and how sore and stiff I was. And yet 15 to 20 minutes with my bare feet, That's my new motto, bare feet is best, or bare hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained that to Shantae, and I said, Shantae, I have heard more stories, I've read more stories, I've seen more videos on this single product, and I cannot tell you in 26 years that I've had an experience like I did last Wednesday morning after what I did to myself on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to apologize, by the way. I was not in a good place last Tuesday night. I couldn't move my arms. I was hurting all over. And I still hurt Wednesday morning when I woke up after sleeping on the Kinko ground. But Wednesday morning when I put my bare feet on it, it's like everything started to trigger. I mean, just boom, 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 boom. I had full mobility. My back wasn't stiff. And I just looked and got the email. She signed up today. I put her in. I said, I just need your email address and your mailing address. I've got your phone, and I know how to spell your name. And I'll get you registered. And she said, is it best to do it that way? Because she said, I really like what I'm hearing. And I said, but did you watch the seven-minute video I sent you, like, back in December? Because I already thought she might go that direction. She said, Vance, I haven't watched anything. I got no time. I got two girls. We just moved here. You know, excuse. You know, it's fine. But she ordered it already. She just ordered it today.
Oh.
And my point is this. I didn't know what direction she wanted to go other than her husband said she's got issues with her knees.
Wow.
But when we listen, then we can turn on the garden hose. And we can put the sprinkler in the right spot. So,
yeah.
Again, that's my challenge to all of us is think about, is there one word or is there one phrase or one really thing that's just jumping off the page? How could we sum up, you know, the last 10 weeks? And it's totally up to you as a group. If several of you say, Vance, I want to repeat this lesson again, we can repeat it. If you think it would take another 7 days or it would be beneficial, this is not my program. This is not about Vance.
I like it. I'd be up for
okay,
that.
So I'm talking too much, and I didn't even get to tell you my Home Depot experience, which well, I'll save that for another day. But who's next? Thank you, Jeannie.
I agree with the repeat.
Okay.
Norma. My
go
one word
ahead,
would be focus. It'd be like a focus, you know, like a rifle shot, not a buckshot, because I guess I've been more buckshotting the last several years. So my goal is to be more, and I'm hearing that word over and over and over again since the San Antonio is focus, focus, focus. So that's my goal is, you know, it just says it don't matter how many people you have in, if they're not buying stuff or you're not making sales, you don't have a business. So that's where I'm coming from.
Okay. I like your analogy, you know, basically like a deer rifle or a sharpshooter versus a buckshot or a shotgun approach.
Right.
What's the point, you know? Excellent.
Hey, Vance, this
Thank
is Auntie
Norma.
Ann.
Good evening, Auntie Ann.
I want to do a little variation on the theme with the garden hose.
Okay.
Because it kind of ties in with some of the things that Marty was talking about not only do we need to get our five, and I, but we have to teach our group people in our team how to do that. And I want you to picture a garden hose and run it and put your thumb over it. And you get more power if you put your thumb over it and it squirts out in more than one track or trail. Like if you put your garden hose on, put your thumb on it, remember when you were a little kid and you wanted to spray somebody? Well, you're more effective if you duplicate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Is this making sense? And, well, this is something that our team talked about on a call, and the line was 6 success call with Mike Muccio on Monday night, and it finally dawned on me, I connected the dots in that it's so important that we not only focus on our customers, but also help others focus on theirs. Because, yes, okay, we're not just looking for consultants, and we're not just looking for customers. We're trying to spread a message, and the most effective way to spread a message is to have more messengers.
Mm-hmm.
So
duplication.
Duplication. And this is what I was thinking about. You know, it wasn't the exact way he was Marty was talking about the garden hose, but okay, use the garden hose in a different way. Spread the word by duplicating yourself.
It's the aiming of it, and actually, you know, here's another add-on to that, Ann, is rather than using your thumb, go find the nozzle. You know, imagine, let's take it to this analogy. Imagine a group of firefighters that come upon a structure fire, a house, apartment, a barn, whatever. Imagine how effective they would be if somebody forgot all the nozzles. You've got, you know, 1¾-inch pre-connect lines, or you've got the 4-inch lines that hook up to the hydrants, and you've got all this water, this massive volume of water, but you've got no nozzle. How effective are they going to be? Not very. Sorry, it did a little deviation to my, you know, my social, my healthy society aspect of being a volunteer firefighter. We go over this stuff all the time. You know, choose your nozzle carefully. Think about where you're going to put, you know, the wet stuff on the red stuff. And I could bore you guys to great detail about what's come out just in the last few years about the science of the fire science and how they've switched. They've totally changed everything because they've discovered just changing the nozzle. And we can do the same thing. And you bring up a really valid point. The whole teach three to reach three, my five and I, we can look at the five. We have to duplicate. And it's great to gather customers, but at the same time, we've got to be duplicating ourselves and other people. Excellent.
And it's just manifested in one of my team members getting an energy tag and working his way to executive in his, this is now his second month, and it's like manifesting these ideas or these analogies actually become reality when we apply them. So it was a good win for me this week and for him.
Excellent. Yeah, and if you guys, any of you ladies and gentlemen, if you missed one of the most powerful calls, Saturday AM Live ever, was last Saturday with Ruth Lowe, and I just forgot the other three ladies' names, Karen, Tina, and Dory, maybe, I don't know. I had the most wonderful time texting all three of them at the same time on Sunday afternoon because Ruth had requested that they send pictures to me so I get to see what they look like. So I'm hoping Steve will get all those on the website. But you talk about the power of teamwork. I did write to Ruth Lowe and say, is it okay if I pirate these three ladies? I'd like them to quit being consultants under you and come underneath Stacy and I, if that's okay with you. And of course, she sent back a nice little emoji that I don't think I can share with everybody else. I would never do that. But I had more fun learning more, a little bit more about them, their personal history. And they will be back, by the way. But that's the kind of team that we all should be striving to build so that we can do like what Ruth did and achieve Team Kaizen. Who else wants to share about Lesson 10?
Good evening, Suzanne.
Good evening, Suzanne.
Yes, the team is an important concept, and the beauty is we have a whole new 10 team, and I think that I love the garden hose, I love analogies. I like at the top about calming down to speed up. And I started doing a half-hour meditation focus this week, and that seems to have helped when a lot of things are going on around me. So for me, it's a balance, but it's also the calm and the focus kind of go together. And another thing that really came to light or was a good reminder for me is at some point in this he talks about if they're not ready, if they're not saying no, it's not permanent, it's not personal, but it's also not now. So, you know, if you're treating people with the respect that they want and deserve, that you can go back whenever and you have a good relationship, and it may be another time that works better. That's a beautiful thing when you are doing it in that light.
I like, especially when you say the fact of taking the time to, what did you say, did you say a time frame? Was it 30 minutes of
meditation? Yeah, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have found the last few weeks, for me, it's worship. It's actually, it's just amazing. Absolutely, as far as laser focus, is that in those first waking moments of the day, get that in before I start texting and emailing people on the East Coast that I know are already awake at 5 a.m. our time. Before I do that, first connect with my Creator. That's for me, how I get centered, how I get grounded. Yes, pun intended, you know, because I've got my naked feet on the kinko ground. But very, very crucial. I think that's why behind healthy body, healthy mind is second. That's just my personal opinion. But thank you, Suzanne.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We're running long, but I know there's others of you that want to share. So who else?
Vance, it's Elaine in Pennsylvania.
Good evening. I thought I heard you earlier, Elaine. Go ahead.
I liked when he said that 91% of us had a better than 70% increase in our belief in ourselves. And, you know, that just goes with this I can attitude and being positive and don't do negative and just this whole thing. You know, it just all comes together, and I know I have a better belief in myself than I did. So it's certainly working, and I see it with others on the team as they're speaking up tonight and talking. We're all focused so much better.
Yeah. Did you catch the other percentage, the number he gave, Elaine, about the 71%? Do you remember what that one was about?
I didn't write that one down. No, I didn't.
It's okay. I think he was 71% that he referenced, at least at the time, this was 2.5 years ago, 71% of Americans are looking for an additional source of income.
Wow.
So that's better than half. So there's our market. Right there, and that goes back to what Ann. It goes back to what Ann was saying. It's not just about gathering customers; it's about developing a team. I mean, we all keep hitting on the same thing. So, excellent. Thank you, Elaine.
You're welcome.
Anybody else want to contribute?
Hello, Vance. It's Larry.
Good evening, Larry. Thank you for not leaving me all by myself.
Well, I was a little late, I admit, but I'll tell you, my excuse was that I was on burnout I've been the chief cook and bottle washer around here to keep the house going, as you know. Anyway, hey, my wife got involved in sales today. I just wanted to share something that went on this because it kind of fits into the lesson. The thing that we've got a customer that has been kind of sporadic in adapting things, and they're not on the email, which makes it hard to get any information in front of them unless it's verbal. They started out with a sleep system, and they got the insoles here, one set recently. They've had a lot of health problems. And she really loved the insoles, and so she called the other night and wanted to order two more for her husband and her daughter, grown daughter. And I told her about the difference between the strides and the steps, and she was the one she bought with the strides, and she thought she wanted to order the steps. And I told my wife, I said, I think you need to talk to her, because I said, I don't want to have to replace these again, because they live 200 miles away, 100 miles away. So she was on the phone talking to her, and they got that all straightened out. And then bless her heart, she still put in the plug, my wife did, for the grounding system, because I really believe this is what they need so badly. And they still didn't make the decision, but I guess what I'm pointing out is that when somebody buys something, don't say, okay, oh boy, we made the sale, and not mention one more thing in neat can that they need to think about, like the water or the sleep system or whatever it is they don't have that could possibly help them in their quest for a better life. So that's my two bits.
Well, and Larry, we all need to remember that, because we can get really excited about that one product once and done. But all of us who have spent any time with Nikan, we know it's not just about one product. Although one product can be great, a waterfall would be great, a sleep system would be great, but Vital Wellness is more than just one product. Absolutely. And the more of these calls we get on, the more testimonies that we hear, especially Brody's call on Thursday. I've made the last two live, and wow, I keep hearing some powerful, powerful stuff about, the synergistic benefits for bundling products, and especially the water. So, thank you, Larry. Anyone else?
It's Hattie Jane.
Good evening, Hattie Jane.
Good evening. And we've been together a couple of times now, and I look forward to the next time, because it's a wonderful, wonderful integration into things that I can accomplish and take pride in. And years ago, I saw Nikan as something that I could do what I loved doing, which was helping people in a medical way and get paid for it without being in the employee of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So ICANN thing has just helped and continues to help me find myself and continue to learn how to be a better listener and suggester.
Mm. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Hattie Jane.
And that's why I say it's not a contest.
Oh, so true, so true. Okay. Well, I've been getting compliments from people thanking me for allowing dead air to take place. So it sounds like everybody who has wanted to speak up has spoken up. And
Jeff,
there's one more. Yeah, no, go ahead. Absolutely.
I loved this lesson. There was just so many things. But the one thing that it really did for me was it was an aha. I finally understood why the foundation of customers is so important. Focusing and looking at people more as customers is, instead of, oh my gosh, I'm going to look at them as recruiting. And focusing, customer service, I just have to tell you one story. You probably already knew I did a presentation at a cosmetology school on self-care, Gary Linder's brochure. And the one thing I didn't have was the water. And so I wanted to, I gave them samples of a lot of the products. And I was supposed to go back Monday that we come back today and give them the water system. And when I went in, I guess the owner of the place was there, and the gal came back and with a message is, you know, we're not going to buy this water system, and da-da-da. And I go, no, that's okay. So I left, and I thought, you know what? It wasn't primarily to sell it. So focusing and thinking of the customer service, I waited till she was done, and I went back and talked to Kelly at 11:30. And I go, you know, Kelly, the reason I'm bringing this in is those 13 students, look what they were drinking, the Bull, the Red Bull, the sodas. And I said, normally bring the water system, but just to have them drink it and see the energy, see what they can get from drinking alkaline water. Down that road, they might just make a choice better. She goes, I agree with you, Tuki. And I said, so if you don't buy it, she goes, no, no, the owner was here, and she says, you know, I really don't want a water system here, the liability. And I said, oh, no, 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 it's fine. She goes, yes, bring it back. And as I was walking out, I could hear her and another teacher say, oh, I'm so glad this water's here. So it was, you know, it was customer service, going back, focusing, and doing the right thing. And I just love this. And I love the pointers on talking on the telephone. Because when he said, oh, how are you doing? And, oh, not would you like to do a magnet, but, oh, you know, I have some products. And I thought, when he said that, every time I listened to that call, I thought, oh, my gosh, but just look at what I did to those poor customers or friends of mine. I'm certainly not going to do that again. So, no, I loved this lesson.
So, Tuki, would you like to repeat it again for another 7 days?
Oh, absolutely.
I kind of knew the answer to that question. That would be a foolish question of the evening. And we've done this before. And if this is the and maybe this lesson wasn't as significant for you, but it sounds like for a lot of us it really was. Maybe there's another lesson, and William suggested this last week, that this is a really good time to go back. Carve out some extra time on a Saturday or Sunday when you're, you know, maybe you're stuck at home and it's all snowy and very miserable outside, and you've got some extra time, and you'd like to go back and review it. Look over your notes. This is how we really, really sharpen our skills. And I still tell people all the time, I haven't figured this stuff out. I'm learning. And you'd think after, you know, going into my 26th year, that I have it down pat. No, absolutely not. We just keep going. So
that's just one thing. My goal was over the weekend to go through all the lessons, and I just did the two. I repeated the first one, and I repeated the second one. Just repeating and listening to those just once, it was amazing how it seems like it just is getting more and more in your brain to where, oh my gosh, I know what he's saying. It takes some time with some of us, you know?
Well, Tuki, thank you, because you've been a huge blessing to myself, and I know for the rest of the team, because your excitement, your energy, it comes screaming through the phone lines. And that's the benefit of a facilitation call like this. we're all going to get different things during the application of it. It's just huge. It's just absolutely huge.
Well, thank you, Vance, for what you do. This call wouldn't be continuing going on if it wasn't for your pursuit. It will just giving this out to so many of us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it is fun. So, on that note, I'm sure there's probably people I missed, but for the sake of time, because we are a solid 20 minutes past, Saturday, any one of you or all of you, again, 30 to 120 seconds worth, what has this course done for me? What has it transpired? I'm always, at this stage of the game, I'm always wanting to give people, you know, a 3 to 4 week heads up saying, look, we're going to start again. I'll figure out by Saturday of when we're going to start again, the next cycle. And you're not going to hurt my feelings if you say, no, man, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to opt out. You're not going to hurt my feelings one single bit. Please, though, I'm begging you, if you can contribute to Saturday, great, and even better. If you want to lead a group, that would be like the all-star thing, invite some people to join. I'm looking back over the list of all the people who committed to be with this group, and I don't see the ones, when I look at the list, I don't see the ones that didn't pan out. I look at the ones who have consistently been here week after week after week contributing, because I take your stories of success and I make them my own, not to the sense of I take credit for them. I use them and I share them with other people. And it just, it's so, so powerful and so liberating. So, on that note, there was one other thing I wanted to mention to you. And now I've forgotten what it was.
Van?
It was about this. Yes, go ahead, Elaine.
It's Hattie Jane, and on Thursday evening at 8 o'clock, Peter, the gentleman who's got such a background in grounding, will be going into some nitty gritty.
Yes, thank you, Hattie Jane. Barb Satterwhite sent me the email on this, and you talk about validation. Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so 5 p.m. out on the West, Dr. Peter Goldberg. All the information is on theroyalalliance.com. And this is a great, great, fantastic tool to send to customers, whether they've seen anything or heard about the Kinko Ground. Absolutely huge. Anytime we can leverage a doctor is really big, really, really big. So, anyways, okay, that's all I got, folks. My tummy's grumbling. I need to eat dinner. We've got, some of us need to, you know, call it a night, call it a day. So thank you again. if I got the consensus from everybody, we're going to repeat. So this week we will be doing either lesson 10 again or any other lesson that you want to go back and repeat. So next week it's going to be a free-for-all. So you may be sharing something that dramatically impacted your life from lesson two. Or take Tukey's advice and go through all of them if you want to. And, I'll share, it really wasn't the Home Depot story that was the most impactful. It was this week visiting my childhood home and meeting the current owner of the home. And watching him light up when I started telling him stories. And he went, oh, really? And it was so cool. And it never would have happened without the I Can attitude. Never would have happened. I would have not done that thing. I'm not that crazy. Just to show up in somebody's driveway and sit there until the home. It was so, yeah. And we exchanged information. And if I care to prospect him for Nikan, I've got all of his information. So, and I can share you a little trick on how I do that. It's kind of sneaky, it's kind of deceptive, but it works, and it works every single time. And nobody's ever said, well, no, I'm not going to do that. And I might have learned it from Cheryl Rogers, because she's a master at this, but that'll be next week. So, thank you again, everybody.